Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Old Trafford plans this week for Wembley the North and all this and lots of talk around it. What's your instinctive kind of first choice at the moment?
Like between a new stadium or redeveloping the current one?
Yeah, yeah.
I would always favour redeveloping the existing stadium. I think it's so difficult to recreate everything that is great about Old Trafford in a new stadium. And even the very best one, let's say Spurs' new stadium, which, you know, is an absolutely brilliant venue. I just think
still lacks it's still identity. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And I get that the way that you build that identity is that you have great and successful moments in it. And, you know, 25 years down the line, if United win 7 or 8 league titles in that time and, you know, have some great moments there, then that stadium will also gain its own identity and character. But I would be very sad to see such a huge amount of history leave by knocking down Old Trafford.
Yeah. The thing, I also favour redevelopment, but if financially it just doesn't make sense at all to renovate, then I don't want to see a stadium built on that site. I want to see it built adjacent, and that the current Old Trafford should be stripped back to a single tier and kept as a academy stadium and a United and a home for United women. And then you have a smaller stadium next to a new huge arena. So I definitely see the arguments for that. And you can build a great stadium. I've been to athletic clubs in Bilbao. It's probably it's the model for me. But then I saw the talk of, we want to create a Wembley in the North and have 90,000. None of that. If you're going to, United's, Old Trafford should be at 90,000 if it wasn't for the Glazers. The rate we were going at, we would be at 90,000 now. If you're going to build a new ground for the next 50 to 100 years, 120,000, you need to blow the competition out of the water. You need to be bigger than the Nou Camp and the Bernabeu and Wembley and everywhere else. So it's my concern always with a rebuild or a new build is, do the people involved have the vision, the commitment to history and the ambition for this to be right?
Yeah.
And for it to be right, it needs to be massive. And I can see the benefit that you have 120,000. You can do amazing things like give 5,000 tickets away every game to kids and have them sat at the front of the Stretford End and create a new generation of United fans who go every week for free. And at the age of 13, they probably start paying a fiver and they move further back in the Stretford End. But up to the age of 12, they get to mingle. They get to pay, not pay on the day, but they get to turn up on the day and go in. If you have the vision, you can do amazing things with the new ground. So it could be great. But yeah, I favour a redevelopment. And again, with that, you just think these people need to have proper vision and ambition. Things like when you create the South Stand, the issue with the South Stand currently, it's the smallest stand at United. It's just a single tier compared to 3 tiers in the North Stand, 2 in the Stretford End, 2 in the East Stand. South Stand, it backs onto the railway. And there is a station there, but it's not used anymore because of security reasons. But that, like, I just love the idea of United came out of Newton Heath, out of a railway company, railway workers. The idea of having the South Stand and underneath it having a station, a train station dedicated to that history. And that line goes straight to Manchester Piccadilly. How cool would it be if every person who arrives at Piccadilly, the first thing you see when you arrive into Manchester is Manchester United, and a train goes directly to Old Trafford, and within 20 minutes of arriving in Manchester, you can be on a tour of United's ground. That's the kind of vision you're talking about. And it could be iconic, and you could have 3 tiers or 4 tiers in the South Stand. You could be at 90 or 100,000. So there's loads of stuff like that. And there should be, if you're going to stay at Old Trafford, there should be an academy stadium built next door. And my idea for that is to have a 3-stand stadium with the new Jimmy Murphy statue as kind of the 4-stand looking over it. I think that'd be just so, again, romantic. But yeah, that's a collection of random thoughts on Old Trafford. any more from you?
No, not from me. I just think, as you said, the railway poses a challenge. And to be honest, it's a shame that that station wasn't kept better than it was, because it's as like when it was used in the past, it's such a handy way to get to and from the game from Manchester Piccadilly. Used to have trains going directly there on match days. There's so much that can be done. We've talked before about making the fan experience so much better than it currently is. And there's a lot that football in general, not just United, can learn from other sports and how much goes on around the stadium. You know, so many football stadiums are literally just a stadium with some car parks around it and then a train station. And that's it. There's not too much going on other than, you know, obviously a few like food vans, burger vans, selling whatever, some pubs around, but there's not much actually organised by the club to create this great sort of fan experience. There's so much more that can be done around that to create more like sort of a festival kind of atmosphere outside the ground on all these days. United own a lot of land around Old Trafford, and the problem for anyone that hasn't been, look on a map, you can quite clearly see the issue is that the stadium as it currently is sort of enclosed in a bit of a triangle where the railway line and the canal on either side sort of start to converge behind the stadium. So there's not much you can do on that one side. But on the other side, there's so much land that United can make into such a better way of creating a fan experience that goes so much beyond just walking in and out of the stadium. And look, I think there is more than enough that can be done to make Old Trafford into the best ground in the country, which is where it should be. I don't favour, by the way, taking huge chunks of public funding to make it work, as has been floated by creating this Wembley of the North. It's something that happens in North America. We're creating new NFL stadiums that cities will give, you know, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to fund new stadiums that, to me, should be, if you want it, fund it by your private owners. So I don't favour that. But the idea of Old Trafford being redeveloped into what it should be, to me, 90,000 is the absolute minimum that it should be expanded to.
Yeah. Like Barcelona are going to have 100,000 or more, and they don't fill their ground for every game. Whereas United could sell out these games two or three times over every week.
Yeah. I mean, you just said it before, 12,000 fans for every away game.
Yeah. That Barcelona game at home in the Europa League, there was something like 200,000 people in the queue for that. And obviously that's the big game, but you could sell these games out, and yeah, you could have these amazing initiatives with school kids and stuff. So yeah. Anyway, it's exciting that it's being talked about at least, and let's hope we hear more soon and that fans, the key thing is fans, match going fans need to be properly consulted on this. That's who matters really. So hopefully that happens.
Sports Social Podcast Network.